I just update you injury wise. Really, we had one injury. Wes Welker left the game. It was determined it was a concussion, and he'll go through the protocol. And obviously, the biggest thing on him is of course, player safety, and he'll go through the protocol. And our guys do a fantastic job.
Is the protocol different, Coach? If given that you repeated, he had multiple ones last year.
Well, I don't know about multiple ones a year ago, but again, not being a doctor, we'll leave that to the medical people, and he won't come back until he's ready to come back.
Do you think that was an okay hit?
I didn't see the tape. I didn't really even see the hit, but I can't comment on it.
Peyton went down, said something to that.
You guys obviously get a chance to see a lot more other frivolous stuff than I get to look at, but I'm not aware of that.
Are you glad the Texans are gone? I mean, it was a nice, they definitely were challenged you for a week, but, they got a little, it got a little rough and tough there for a while.
Explain to me your question again, Mike.
Glad to see the Texans leave.
Not really. I thought it was great work. They're a good football team that, it's a good organization. And, I think we had a good 3 days and a good game tonight.
Did take
No, I mean, we've seen them in practice. It's been a little frustrating. I know for Emmanuel that he's, been nagged by that, thigh strain he had. And it was good to get him back out there. He practiced, a little bit late in the week, and I thought he looked good tonight.
Was the original plan to take Peyton Manning and some of the first team out earlier, or were you going to go to a whole first half, the fact you were behind?
Not really. I mean, we typically go into the third quarter with our first in the third game. I think because of the extra work this week, against an opponent in practice, we were pretty much going to play them through the half. Yeah, I think there were two guys that, we had little setbacks with. Obviously, with Vaughn, this was the target game to get him some time. He would have preferred to go longer, but, we gave him, I think, 8 plays and then 6 to 8, I don't know for sure, but got him out. And same with Monte. He's practiced this week a little bit, but, just get him some carries in live football type situations, and it was good to see how he handled that. We got him in and out quickly.
Emmanuel Sanders touchdowns. One, he really created some separation in that crease, and then the great catch there. That's got to give everybody a lot of confidence in that position going into the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that, we acquired in free agency that, obviously we thought very highly of, and it was good to get him back out there and see how explosive he really is. Yeah, I think he's really progressed. I think, like any rookie, they come into the National Football League, the passing games are, pretty good, and the execution of the passing game. So, it was a little bit of a struggle early, like most rookie corners, and he's progressively gotten better each week. So he's definitely improved.
You've got a kind of a log jam at running back with a lot of really talented young guys screaming for time on the field.
Yeah, I think. Again, it's hard to say right now. We'll evaluate. We'll pick the best 53 that we think give us the best chance to win. And because we don't play with a fullback per se. In fact, really, kind of the guy that plays fullback for us did not play tonight, Virgil Green. I think it is a good young group, and we'll have some tough decisions.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.